Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A man who brings extraordinary intelligence to a part of the battle space is our first guest. He is Kevin Freeman, a man who I've come to know and admire greatly, now a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy, but a financial management specialist by training, a person who worked with Sir John Templeton initially, now has his own firm, Cross Consulting Services and Freeman Global Investment Counsel. He is also the founder and driving force behind an indispensable new institute. It's called the National Security Investment Consultants Institute, and I've been privileged to participate in some of its training programs for investment advisors. Very grateful to Kevin for all of his work. Also, he is the author of two very important books dealing with the subject we'll be talking about today. The first is called Secret Weapon: How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. The second is Game Plan: How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Well, I guess I wanted to start with what's going on with China. We've seen, I gather, now two devaluations in as many days of its currency. What is up with that? And then we'll talk about what the implications might be.
Well, basically, for the past 5 years, the Chinese, working in conjunction with the Russians, have aimed with the purpose of removing the dollar as reserve currency and replacing it with the Chinese yuan. And this past week, the International Monetary Fund gave them a blow that they weren't expecting, and they said that the Chinese yuan was not ready for prime time. It was not prepared to be part of the special drawing rights that they use when they issue those loans to Greece and other places that need it. And that essentially set China back. They were told that they've just simply not internationalized it enough, that it's too manipulated and too controlled as a currency. And I think that reached a conclusion in China. The leadership said, well, if we can't continue to hold things together, we're just going to let things go the opposite direction, at least for a while. And it just unraveled the yuan in international trading. It was a move by the government, and it's really eroded their initial intention. They're claiming it's intended to internationalize the currency, but what it's actually doing is it's returning to the mercantilist policies because their economy is just in shambles.
Let's talk about each of those several bits. The economy being in shambles, of course, we've seen a major devaluation of the stock market in China in recent weeks. Kevin, is that also part of this? Is that part of why the IMF acted as it did?
Yes, because the economy's in shambles. The currency is not nearly as strong as they're purporting. The government's trying to prop everything up, and they've intervened in the markets in a very unusual way, actually buying stocks. They've been playing this game of controlling the economy, and for years we've been told that a managed economy is better than a free market economy, and that's become popular in the press. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it all unraveled.
China model, as I gather it's been called.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's all unraveling before our eyes.
Yeah.
It is not successful, as they've been told. And so as a result, all this intervention has created forces that are unsustainable, and now they're coming apart.
Kevin Freeman, you have been raising the alarm about Chinese and Russian and others' economic warfare operations and ambitions, one aspect of which is the one you've touched on earlier, namely an effort to displace the United States dollar as the reserve currency of the world. This step, this devaluation of the yuan or the renminbi, clearly is at odds with trying to achieve that goal. Does that likely mean a permanent loss of opportunity for the Chinese, or is this just a temporary setback in regards to that kind of campaign?
Well, I think it's just a temporary setback in terms of their intention. I don't know if they'll be able to pull it off. I never have known that. The problem with the dollar as a reserve currency is we've got our own flaws. We have our own massive budget deficits and debt. The dollar is not a good long-term global solution as reserve currency, at least under current policies. Yet, if we remove it, it's going to dislocate us much as we're seeing China being dislocated now. So we have our own problems. The good news is we have fewer problems at the moment than China does, yeah. And they're set back in their attempt to replace us. But I don't think they'll give up that attempt. They know how powerful and how important it is, and that is a clear act of economic warfare. This is the same group of people that's hacking everything that we do. They're stealing secrets right and left. They won't give up on this ambition.
When you look at what is happening at the moment, and you're using fairly stark terms, reminiscent of another of our friends and colleagues, Gordon Chang's, to describe what's happening in China, I take it you regard this as simply a symptom of a very fundamental problem within both the economic and political space in China, not simply the sole problem they're confronting.
Absolutely. This is a communist nation that is very belligerent, that has global domination plans, and their economy is backward, underdeveloped. It's overdeveloped in the wrong areas because it's been so overmanaged. They need to move to a free market system, and they need to move to a democratic system like we have, and then they can be great citizens of the world. The people are great. The potential is enormous, but they've been going about it the wrong way. And they've been going about it in what I've described as a global economic war. And they've been fighting it. And this currency war that they've begun is really part and parcel with that, even though it's moving the opposite direction of how they had been moving. It's still manipulated, controlled, and with the intention of establishing China as the dominant power in the world.
Yeah, a currency war, indeed. Let me ask you about one other piece of this. When we've discussed this, including as recently as earlier this week with Gordon Chang, he continues to believe that what this will result in, this internal difficulty for China in so many different spheres, is a lash out. You obviously see as something that's already happening and intensifying the economic warfare. But Kevin Freeman, do you regard what's taking place now in the South China Sea, including these island-building operations and live-fire exercises and claims of sovereignty, as further indications that that lash-out may turn into a kinetic kind as well?
Absolutely. Economic wars often turn into shooting wars, and when you have a wounded dragon, as we have now economically, the same people that want to guarantee China's dominance, if they can't see it guaranteed through economic means, they will lash out and use physical means or attempt to use physical means. And this is how frightening wars begin.
Are we prepared either for the kind of economic war or specifically currency war, let alone the kinetic kind, in your judgment, Kevin Freeman?
No, because our nation has been culturally infiltrated to such a degree that you'll see China apologists on the news now. Oh, no, this is very normal activity. It's very understandable. And they're apologizing for these really strong efforts to derail the dollar at one point or to manipulate and control the world economy. And they say, oh, no, they're our friends. That is the problem. We've been culturally infiltrated to such a degree that we are not at all prepared, and so it will come as a complete shock when they do something that is so obvious. Alibaba is a great example. We just welcomed Alibaba with open arms. Those people who bought Alibaba stock when it IPO'd at 80 or when it got to 112 last November are probably concerned now that they're seeing it down to $72 a share.
Mm. Wow. Well, this is just one manifestation, as you say, Kevin, of a much larger problem with which you are intimately familiar and of which you are one of the most clear-eyed and, I think, effective exponents. Keep up the good work, my friend, not least with the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. Great outfit doing really important work. Kevin Friedman, the author of Secret Weapon and Game Plan. Check them out. Also, his website, which is, Kevin?
SecretWeapon.org and NSIC.org.
Kevin, thanks. We'll talk with you again very soon. Next up, we'll talk with Diana West, columnist and blogger par excellence. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.